and two cakes on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And biscuits. Ooh. She had those sheets like that. I had to make that many biscuits.
I guess 9 people really can eat a lot.
Oh, yeah. And they was big eaters. Yeah, they was big eaters. Yeah, they just eat. I told them to eat cake like cornbread.
That's like cooking for 2 or 3 families.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When I worked Miss I didn't have much cooking there.
You see, it wasn't a big family.
Mm-mm. He wasn't but the 3 in family mm-hmm. then. Mm-hmm. So he was living in. And I didn't have much cooking to do that. But I cooked for his twitties. Oh boy, yeah. And then most of the time they have some of the kin folks there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You worked every day? You said you cook on Sunday too?
Yeah, every day I worked every Saturday. I mean every Sunday.
You didn't get any day off?
Mm-mm. No day off.
How could you do that?
Well, I just got used to going. And then I'd come home and sometime I'd have to have a little something to do for myself.
Mm-hmm. What time would you get home?
Well, when I didn't have a little extra ironing to do, because she paid me extra for ironing. Mm-hmm. I ironed the oldest daughter's dresses. Something like that, because they didn't iron all the everyday stuff. But they were right around the house, and the boys coming to school or something like that, didn't happen. And I would get home about, I reckon about 2 o'clock. See, the old man worked around in the kitchen where he would help me. He always did the scrubbing. Mm-hmm. And he would help me with the dishes. And I'd hurry and get to. And sometimes when I wanted to get off and go, I would just give him some money and he'd wash the dishes. Because he used to wash me. He's good in the house.
Do you like to cook now, or has it?
Yeah, I still like to cook. Hardest thing I do is thinking of the menu. But I like to cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I cook every day. I like to cook.
What about something you make a batter just for breakfast and fry these?
Pancakes?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Any other name for them?
Well, some people call them hotcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about flour, you'd go to the store and buy, back when you'd buy it loose, you could buy maybe a few what of flour. A
few pounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the inside part of the egg is called the
yolk.
What color is that?
That's the yellow.
And mm-hmm. if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Poached eggs.
Okay. Or?
Or boiled egg.
Mm-hmm. And how would you butcher a hog?
Did
you ever see that done?
Yeah, my daddy was a good butcher.
How would you do that?
Well, that hog butchering was something. I didn't deal with that too much, because I didn't like to see that old hog being knocked in the head. That sound would stay with me so long, he hit him in the head, and then he cut his throat, let the blood out. Then he'd hang him up a few minutes while his blood drained out, and have your water boiling, mm-hmm. and it dipping in.
Did they ever catch the blood?
Mm-hmm. My grandma used to catch it sometime, and my grandpa would kill her, make blood pudding. But I didn't want no blood pudding. You cook it kind of like liver, uh-huh. with green onions and all, kind of like liver. But I don't know. I don't know if I taste it. Not sure. It smells good though. Smells just like liver.
Uh-huh.
No liver. So much blood in liver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so she would get that, but I tell you what, I used to like to get a piece of that liver and broil it on the coals outside the house. And when this kid, so the kid the liver, he cut me a slice and I'd broil it on the coals uh-huh. out under the pot. That would be the best liver.
What do you call the side when you cut that?
That's the bacon. Mm-hmm. Bacon, that's the sides for make your bacon.
Did you ever hear that called a side of bacon or middle of the bacon?
Mm-hmm. They had a side, you cut that side down, and then you cut it in two, mm-hmm. make squares.